All right, so I want to talk about something that I'm super duper excited about. I don't know if anyone else has heard about this, but G4 TV's coming back. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Are they booking? Okay, but here's the real question: are they bringing back Adam Sessler?
They are bringing back.
Is Adam Sessler okay?
Adam Sessler is okay. And last week they did a reunion show. They live streamed it on Twitch, and you can very clearly see that Adam Sessler is okay. He's aged quite a bit. He's probably been pretty stressed out over the last 8 years, I would imagine, because he's Adam Sessler. But so all the stars were there. It was actually like more of like a comedy reunion. It was good. But as far as I know, X-Play's coming back. Attack of the Show is coming back. I'm not sure if it's going to be like if it's going to be on network television or if it's going to be like an internet thing. But it's coming back next year. And apparently there was a teaser for this in July that I somehow missed, and no one wanted to tell me about it. Which I'm kind of salty about, but it's fine. but yeah, that's super exciting. That's like childhood. I don't know.
Yeah. That's cool. Maybe I'll watch it a little bit and then be like, man, this isn't like I remember it as a kid.
What a great way to go into it. All right.
I don't know, man. Watch the reunion. They do some good. They do some good bits, and it's like it's just like watching it as you're a kid. Like the energy's still there, and like there, it's just I don't know. It's just it was so good. How many times can I just say it's just?
It's just good. That's so
it's
good.
Just fine.
That's good. My favorite part was how good it was.
When did it end? When did it go off air? Or
in the immortal words of Todd Howard. It just works.
It just works. well, the official ending of G4 was at some point in 2014, but really, I want to say like 2011 was where it sort of started to go downhill. That was when they started to do just like reruns of Cops all the time, which was fine.
Had
new episodes of X-Play and Attack of the Show all the time.
I fucking love Cops, though, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's good for like a while, but like, come on. They used to have so many good shows, and then it's just like, well, just Cops reruns and Cheaters all the time. It's like, gets old.
So I remember after G4 went away, Spike did the Cops reruns like every day.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a few channels that were doing like Cops reruns. Like there were just like certain channels, like after 11 o'clock or whatever, it would just be like Cops until 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
But Cheaters was a really good show. Oh my God.
Oh, wait, I remember that. But X-Play was my absolute go-to. That's actually what got me playing Fire Emblem for the first time, because I remember the first Fire Emblem that was brought to the U.S. that they recorded for the GBA got a five out of five review. I was like, huh? So I tried it out, and that turned me into a fucking weeb. So that's how that happened.
So we can accredit X-Play to your weeby nature at this point. Is that correct?
They did it. It was Adam Sessler did it.
That's why you're playing Genshin Impact like obsessively now.
I don't have a problem.
So
how do you get a refund on Steam?
You can't. What you're saying is Adam Sessler is to blame for your crippling Genshin Impact addiction?
I need him to support this habit.
Back. We've been gone for like sort of a hiatus for a few weeks. Started to lose count. Life gets in the way, you know.
Yo, I got COVID.
Oh yeah, he did.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I somehow managed to not get it as well. For those at home, I live.
Yeah, I took great care to disinfect a lot of the surfaces in the apartment anytime I came out to get a Mountain Dew or whatever. And it was awful, because I had Like, okay, seriously, COVID for me was no joke. It sucked. Like, I hated it. I could barely do anything without losing my breath, and yeah, it was bad. Yeah. So
I missed Chris. He locked himself away for a while, and then he was a very solitudious a word it is now person.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is now. So
anyway, how did you know you had it? Like, could you feel like this hits different?
Yeah, no, it hit different, and like from any other time that I've been sick ever. Like, it started out with just like some fatigue and body aches, and I was just like, oh, this is a cold or whatever. And then the whole like being extremely cold but extremely hot at the same time started, and then I was like, oh, this is a bad cold. And then I went to go do laundry one day, and I was walking back upstairs because we live in a top floor apartment. I was walking up the stairs, and I was winded by the time I got to the top. Oof. And that's when I was like, okay, this is different. And then the nausea hit. Like, I was dizzy. Like, I would wake up in the morning and get up out of bed, and I would be so dizzy that it would feel like that I had just drank like 10 beers. Like, that's how it felt. It was bad. And so went and got tested, confirmed it, you know, couldn't work for like a week. And yeah, it's kind of just like a mess. That's when I started playing Fallout 3 again. And it was mainly because of the tunnel snakes. But I got past the tunnel snakes, and I was just like, this game is not fun.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same charm.
We're going to get yelled at by Fallout fans now.
Well, I don't care. I think they all know. They all know that New Vegas is the superior one. Fallout 3 was a stepping stone to New Vegas, and I think that everyone knows it.
Yeah. I think even Fallout 3 fans don't like Fallout 3.
There's always going to be those hardcore fucking Fallout 3 fans that are like, it's the best one out of me. Go find your dad and stuff, and it's Fallout. And I don't get it. I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad game. I don't think it's a bad game. I enjoyed it, but it's not memorable now.
And then their heads exploded in 2015 when they found out they had to go find their son in Fallout 4.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, at any rate, sorry for our absence to all five of our listeners. Let's get into a particular rumor that I found over this extended period of absence. And it is actually
divided. Hey, before we get into this rumor, maybe we should do an intro.
An intro? Oh, yeah. We do those sometimes. Introduction. Don't we? Thank you for coming back. This is Rumors Abridged. I'm Scotty.
I'm Cameron.
Great.
I'm Chris. And welcome back to the COVID-19 podcast.
I like how Cameron and Gray announced themselves at the same exact time.
Yes.
Can I get a do-over? Someone go.
Well, hello. This is Gray.
Cameron.
Welcome back.
Okay, I think we got the perfect shot. All right, so this rumor is something that I picked up, I think, like a couple weeks ago, and it's actually developed. So it's got a couple of branches to it, but we're gonna try and keep it as swift as possible. So the rumor
concise,
here
yes.
is, of course, this comes in the wake of Microsoft buying Bethesda Software, which I think a lot of people had. It is kind of a controversial and divisive purchase for a lot of people. Some people were thinking that it was going to be the end of Bethesda games on the PlayStation, which I think is absolute. I don't think that that's accurate. I don't think that's going to be something that we see. So this one is the rumor. Because money. Of course, if you alienate half of your fucking gaming audience, that's a big L in the book of big L's, I think.
In the old pocketbook.
Yeah. Yeah. So this rumor is that Microsoft buys all Konami intellectual properties, including Metal Gear, Silent Hill. See who else does Konami own? They own
Yu-Gi-Oh.
They do own Yu-Gi-Oh! They own Yu-Gi-Oh! They also own...
Konami also made a fair amount of gambling slot machine games.
Yeah, Konami. So aside,
which
from,
is crazy.
Let's not talk about gambling.
Aside from Metal Gear and Silent Hill, recently they actually did give up on making games in favor of, like, what Chris said, gambling games, which they've sort of gotten their hands out of it. So I guess that might be maybe a plus in the, if this rumor turns out to be true, it could be a good thing, maybe Konami making games again. But then again, fuck Konami. They also own Suikoden. Suikoden, that's not how you pronounce that. Suikoden, Castlevania, Bomberman, bunch of other smaller.
I want to take this moment as a worker in LCS. Konami, I do not like you. In fact, my store quite enjoys everything you do.
Yeah, that's a shameless plug.
Hey, I didn't say my store's name.
Well,
Target.
We stand Konami in this podcast, or at least Gray does. I do not. We can have.
We stand Konami.
We can have separate opinions on Konami. Anyway, moving forward. Moving forward. I hate Konami for many reasons that will probably become apparent at some point. So Microsoft buys all Konami IPs, most notably for this particular rumor, including Metal Gear and Silent Hill. So the reason why this might be a big thing is because obviously Metal Gear Solid 5 was the end of the Metal Gear series. Konami has no plans to do anything with it. Aside from, unless you count Metal Gear Survive, which I don't count as an actual video game and more of like a gotcha game, I guess, is what it's turned into.
Dating sim.
Yeah, it's a zombie dating sim and set in Metal Gear.
Well, sounds like I'm going to need to purchase this game.
Yeah.
Y'all said $200 on it.
I have another gambling dating sim you can play. Don't worry about that.
At what point are we going to start just keep mentioning this Genshin Impact game and they're just going to totally...
I like to mention it without bringing out the name.
Well, fuck.
Well, see, if we keep on mentioning it, they're going to eventually give us all 100 free wishes.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, it's...
We're going to be... Rumors of Bridge, sponsored by Genshin Impact.
Well, weren't we already trying to go for a sponsor from, like, someone else?
Oh, Smite.
Smite.
Listen.
Two different companies. We can do both.
Yeah.
We can do both. Listen, I'll take care of the Genshin contract. Don't you worry about that.
We'll get on it, because then we could actually start making money doing this. I won't be ashamed of it. I don't think that's quite a sellout, is it? I mean...
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't consider it a sellout.
Nah.
Well, it would be a sellout unless we were, like, you know, taking suggestions for our content anyway. So
we're like saying good things about certain games or developers or whoever, because they're giving us money.
Yeah.
Which I would do, honestly.
Yeah.
For the right amount of money, I will sell any game, even if I hate it.
Yeah. I do work at GameStop.
Yes, I do.
That's going to get edited out, I think. sorry to just out you like that.
What's this GameStop number, too?
It is. Here, I'll put it into the chat.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. All right, so
we're already devolving.
We are so devolving, and that's fine because I'm gonna rope us right back into it. So the reason why this Konami IP acquisition supposedly rumor is a big deal is because both of the big names given, Metal Gear and Silent Hill, have been on ice for quite some time. Anyone listening might be familiar with Silent Hills, which is. I think at this point has made its rounds around the internet to the point where it's at least like people might know what it is, which was PT, made quite a splash. I think it was like 2014.
Yes.
For more information, see episode 1.
Yeah, I think episode 1 covered that one. So this takes us into our first branch. coming from relyonhorror.com, which is arguably, I'm not sure if it's the best site to get a source from, but this is from December 1st, today, the day that we were recording. No, the day before we were recording. And
yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, that might have been yesterday. I think it was. headline. Previously reliable leaker, : Silent Hills is almost entirely confirmed. Now, it goes into an excerpt about blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we've heard this before. And then it comes from a quote. Some of these I've been forced to secrecy, but now I have other sources telling me these as well. So now I have multiple sources telling me some of these things, so I'm just going to say it. Silent Hills? That sounds almost entirely confirmed. I say almost entirely, again, because I still, like, I haven't talked to someone working on the game and stuff like that, but it sounds basically confirmed that indeed we're able to work out some kind of deal to have Kojima work on this game. Hold up. To get Kojima back on this project, and this is outside of the quotes, to get Kojima back on this project would be a monumental accomplishment.
Whoever can get him to come back to Konami deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
So it goes on to say, and I think there's a chance that they may reveal it at the Video Game Awards. At the very least, I know this is something that they're working on, whether it's revealed now or not. Does anyone have a grain of salt to take that with? Because that's, I don't know.
Does this mean we're going to get Octai rebooted?
What?
From Konami? If they're selling these things out, are we finally going to... Listen, did any of you play the Boktan game growing up as a kid? No. The Sun Is in Your Hands for the GBA? No. It had an awesome mechanic to it. It had a sun sensor where what you had to do was, in order to refill or charge up, is that you had to stand outside and point your GBA into the air.
How did it
in order for you to refill yourself. Don't worry about it. I have my sources.
No,
many of these times it would happen at the recess.
All right. So you're telling me the Game Boy Advance had a sun sensor on it. I don't remember that being a thing.
It had some sort of light sensor, or this was a fucking lie, and it just did it to you because of their advertising. Stop me from standing out in the middle of the recess in the sandy lot, putting my Game Boy into the air and saying, Boktai!
It had neither a sun sensor, to my recollection, nor did it have any sort of gyroscope. Gyroscope? Gyroscope, where it fucking can tell, like, when it's moving.
Actually, Scotty, I think it's pronounced Euroscope.
Oh, it might have been Euroscope. Fuck me.
It had a Euroscope, no...
The Greeks are gonna.
You sure? Maybe your edition didn't come with it.
Maybe mine didn't. I didn't have the autism version of the.
Okay, hold on. You obviously didn't pre-order.
I didn't pre-order.
Okay. Hey guys.
Yeah.
Yo.
According, and granted, this is Wikipedia. The game's cartridge for Boktai had a photometric light sensor, which measures light exposure.
All right, I can see.
Oh,
that's kind of fucking cool, to be honest. For the technology,
it was a great game. Everybody knew you were playing it
because you're holding your Game Boy Advanced in the air like you just discovered fire for the first time.
Got you outside.
Got you outside. Vitamin D, loser. Yeah,
that's true.
I was about to say, it's literally pre-Pokemon Go.
Yeah. So, so the next branch in this section about Konami apparently being purchased by Microsoft. Apparently, Metal Gear Solid Remake is happening. There's been talks about the first Metal Gear Solid game being remade, and it's even caught the attention of our beloved David Hayter, wherein he was asked about it on Twitter. He says he's not sure if that's happening, but he's open to the possibility of acting as Solid Snake again, which I would die.
That'd be pretty good. What if Microsoft, like, did something crazy, though, and, like, put Cortana in like, so when you get a call on the codec, you're just talking to Cortana instead of the colonel or whoever.
I like it.
They just take the virtual mission for Metal Gear Solid 2 and merge it in with Metal Gear Solid 1, and it's just Cortana plays every fucking character except for Snake.
So I really like this idea of them blending their IPs together. It's taken, you know, the Silent Hill series and merging it together with Frogger, possibly.
Oh, I mean, Frogger is already enough horror as it is. If you play that shit, it's fucking stressful. Or maybe I'm just a newbie at it.
Now you just add some horror elements to it, and you've got a complete package.
Yeah, so now not only are you having to cross the road, but you're having to also... You're having to run away from Lisa at the same time. You. So you have no time to fucking waste getting across that road. You gotta go.
And say, let's say you finally do cross the street and you've made it successfully. There's a jump scare where a skeleton pops out. It's really, really scary.
Yeah, does he take you on a very, very long roller coaster ride?
I was thinking of him. But yeah,
it's a pretty deep cut. Anyway,
wasn't Lisa also the name of that one like crazy like deformed girl from the Resident Evil 1 remake with like the huge like metal thing on her hands or whatever? I don't know.
I never played the first Resident Evil game.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know how to do that, huh?
Nah, maybe. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's better than 7.
Yeah, we could go on about that. So David Hayter saying this, I think, could mean 3 things. And when I say I think it could mean, I mean, I'm taking this from IceKing97 on Reddit. A. Metal Gear Solid Remake is in early development. Metal Gear Solid Remake does not exist. He's teasing, and the game really does exist. I mean, I don't know. I think that there's so many what-ifs in this whole Konami-Microsoft situation that, like...
Wait, when did this happen? Wait, when? Yeah, when did this happen?
What do you mean? Oh, the potential when... buy? Or the...
Yeah.
This story broke... The story broke 8 months ago, I think. But hang on. It's not that it has been that long. It continues to be brought up. That's the reason why I have pulled it into this. And there's actually some supporting information on the other side of this Metal Gear Solid bit that might give credence to this, I think. I don't know. I would love to see fucking David Hayter come back. I would love to see a Metal Gear Solid remake in, like, the same vein as, like, a Metal Gear Solid 5 gameplay. Ooh, fuck.
Whoa. Ugh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, apparently, following all of this, and this comes after Microsoft's Bethesda deal, Take-Two CEO believes that more merges and acquisitions are coming from Microsoft.
Wow.
So Microsoft is just buying everything.
I mean, and honestly, I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, you have this big corporation buying like all this shit. Dude, if we get another Silent Hill game and another Metal Gear Solid game, I don't give a fuck who makes it. Like, can we just get it rolling, please? Can we do that?
Yeah, I guess I'd be upset.
Would there be one developer? Would there be one developer that if they picked it up, you still would shudder at?
Konami. No, Ubisoft.
Well, Ubisoft. All right.
Ubisoft, definitely. I probably wouldn't.
what really addicting games picked it up? The Flash website.
The Flash website? What's their stock looking like right now?
Let's check.
Probably not so hot considering Flash Player's about to go fucking into the grave. any day now, I think they're shutting it down.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So it's TSXVETLX is its trading name. Okay. Enthusiast Gaming Holdings, Inc.
All right. What's the stock looking like?
They keep just trying to get me to their website to please play our games.
Please. We're going out of business soon. Give us, some ad revenue, please.
They want me to turn my ad blocker off.
Yeah, of course they do. Come on, Cam. You're going to deny them that in their swan song? Come on. Flash Player's dying, and you can't even give them, literally 30 seconds of ad revenue?
Maybe they should just start a Patreon or something. Oh, I don't know.
Wow. I like that.
That's what everybody's doing.
Why don't
they
just switch to fucking Unity like everyone else?
What is that?
Unity. It's like a what Flash Player is now, basically. It's like the next sort of Flash Player.
Oh, okay.
Some game clients do use it, but I think Unity runs on browser as well.
Right now, their stock is running at $3 Canadian a share.
Holy shit.
$3 Canadian.
When I first asked you to find the stock for this company, I didn't think that a Flash Player website was actually going to have fucking stock. That's wild.
they have risen. They're on a spike, too. At the beginning of November, they were at $144 Canadian dollars, and now they're selling at $315 Canadian dollars. They're spiking, baby. It's rolling hot.
So you're losing money not buying this stock, I'll tell you what.
So we should have invested in fucking Flash websites, I think, huh?
We've got to bankroll this operation somehow.
That's like
fuck.
The underdog Bitcoin. We could have fucking gone... We could go back in time. We could invest in Flash Player websites and wait until...
Hold on.
Yeah.
What if I told you I have stock in it?
What the fuck are you talking about, Greg? Get the fuck out of here. What do you mean?
Are you serious?
Oh, no. They I am absolutely not serious.
Okay.
All right, boys. Boys, they had a historic high of 18 Canadian dollars back in May of 2019, and now we're down at $3 Canadian.
Well, yeah, because everyone heard Flash Player was going out of the picture, and they were like, "What? We need to sell
what
now."
Happened? What happened August 16th of 2019? that started the big Flash crash.
It was probably the announcement that Flash Player was going to not be supported any longer, and then everyone was just like, "This is like the Great Depression all over again, but for fucking early aughts gamers on the internet."
prior to that, like, it was just a bunch of gamers watching The Wolf of Wall Street or something.
Bear with me, y'all. It's the Great Compression.
Oh my god.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Yeah.
Stop hitting me. Ow!
What a wonderful digression. So what do we think about Microsoft potentially buying Konami?
Do it. Okay.
What credence do you think we can give to this rumor?
5 out of 5. Do it.
Not whether they should do it. Do you think they're going to do it?
Oh. If we get Gears of War characters and like some other crazy game, then sure.
Frogger. Can I get Frogger in my Halo?
Gears of
War. I want to play as Marcus Fenix in Silent Hill. Is what I want.
That would just turn a horror game into just another third person shooter.
Maybe. But what if it was just Lisa, but she's invincible, and you have to be Marcus Fenix, who's not invincible, and he's haunted by Lisa, and Norman Reedus shows up for some reason, and he's like, "Get this fucking ghost off my back, dude!" And he's just like, "Ah, ghost!" And he runs away. That's Silent Hills.
Just get this living abortion off of my back. By the way, I quite enjoyed that game.
Wouldn't it be in a little like a synthetic uterus on his chest or something?
Maybe.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah. Yes.
I actually have one of them.
Yeah, because you got the fucking with the top tier edition of Death Stranding, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, like, I didn't know that game already came out up until, like, I was talking to one of you guys, like, a month ago. I thought it was, like, not out yet.
Yeah.
Well, but apparently it came out, like, a while ago.
Yeah,
it came out almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, okay. I mean, so it launched, I think, to
mixed reviews. I think it was November 20th.
Yeah, and it stayed pretty quiet. It was a pretty divisive game. People liked it. People didn't like it. I mean, it's the Kojima video game that's not Metal Gear Solid.
So, yeah. Wow. I guess my mind's made up.
We really ought to try to be sponsored by Kojima as much as we fucking put his name in our mouths on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Bill Gates could pay Mr. The Hidmeister. Do you think he could? Oh, hello, Hidmeister. One bill. Come back and make my Super Monkey Ball / Metal Gear Solid game for me.
Okay, hold up. We got a problem with that statement. Is Super Monkey Ball Konami? I don't think so.
Listen, he'll buy that too. He doesn't. Money is not a factor in this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Super Monkey Ball is
Sega.
There we go. That's a whole other monster. I think Nintendo's got that on lock. But yeah. Anyway, so I believe we had a special segment that we wanted to do for this episode. Involving a certain Belle Delphine.
A certain Belle Delphine. So, yeah, we had this planned a while ago, but then stuff happened, I got COVID, and we fell apart for a minute. But, yeah, we were talking about Belle Delphine, and I got curious, which led me to look up her Patreon, and she has a pretty wide range of, like, subscriptions.
Please tell me, so what subscription did you go for?
Well, I'm still deciding. I'm still reworking my budget, but that's only because, like I said, it's such a wide range. I could get the $1 per month, the bronze subscription on Patreon.
What's that include?
It just says, thank you so much. You're helping support my content and helping me take photos. A little slice of cake and some yummy sweeties goes a long way. So here's a little thank you for you. And in a really small font, it says, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, her gratitude. Thank wow. You.
So there's a $5 per month, and you get access to the Patreon feed and some cute and sometimes weird selfies. $25 a month, you get access to lewd HD photo sets and, like, some other stuff that I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Access to all my Ahiago photos.
Yeah.
Access to my Patreon feed and updates.
Yeah,
behind the scenes of my photo shoots.
That too.
Okay. Ooh.
All right. So, and this is where it gets weird. So the $50 one is where you get access to Belle Delphine's naughtiest social media. Jesus. However, the $2,500 a month doesn't give you access to her naughtiest social media. So, the $50 one, you get bath and shower time selfies, panty shots, cosplay photo shoots, very NSFW pics, random naughty videos, and you gotta message your Snapchat name to her on Patreon after you get that one. Which doesn't work for me, because I don't have Snapchat anymore, so...
Can I just mention that this is not a plug for giving money to Belle Delphine?
It absolutely is.
No, don't confuse people. We're going somewhere.
I don't know. I think we're standing Belle Delphine in this podcast now. But anyways, $100 a month. It says for a measly $100 a month. I will mail you a very lewd Polaroid and sign it with a kiss once a month. Access to private Snapchat, access to my Ahigao post, Ahigao, I can't say that fucking word. Access to lewd HD photo sets, access to cute selfies, whatever. And then you get the final tier, which I feel like this is what Cam spends on Genshin Impact. It's $2,500 a month.
Nothing.
It says, "You are my God. I couldn't possibly ever thank you enough. I couldn't possibly think of a good enough reward for the very best patron I will ever have. If you achieve this tier, please private message me. I'm not sure what reward I could give you, but we will talk about it. I love you." So...
You are my God.
Yep.
So, I'm on the Plus Plus subscription with her.
I want to know, so that, how many people are on that tier?
I don't know. I'm about to sign up for a credit card and ask her, though. Oh,
there's seven. There's seven other ones on the tier.
Seven other ones. Fuck out of here, dude. Bill, Frank,
Greg, David, Jeff, and Leona. And so this tier, actually, we help her influence her, like, not safe for work posts. But most of the time, when people are subscribing to this, they're expecting lewd photos, and we're kind of against that. We kind of want the bathwater for ourselves, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So these are more like hot takes on her political opinions that she's posting to her Twitter. Those are the not safe for work content for the most part, such as, you know, what her feelings are towards the election, or the recent, you know, vaccine. She's gone anti-vax pretty hard lately. Kind of priming her to post more intently and passionately on that to, you know, keep people safe. Anyway, I would say that the $5,000 tier list is worth it. She's a really nice person. And
It was really weird. I have been following her on Twitter as well. How she was posting about, like, I think she voted for Elon Musk, which is weird because he's, like, not even, like, American born. I don't know.
Well, neither is she. Well,
I don't even. And that's does weird. She live in America now?
She doesn't live in America. And she, well, no, she lives in Britain. And it's like, no, it's, that kind of.
Tanzania.
She lives in Tanzania. And I think she might be working together with Mr. Musk to create genetically engineered cat girls.
God, I fucking hope so.
I mean, I'm down with that. I mean, I guess this is the fraud that they're talking. I don't know. I mean, they're looking in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
I honestly think that Belle Delphine and Elon Musk might be trying to turn the United States into, like, a more authoritarian regime. Which would make sense, honestly.
So, all right. So let's back up.
Let's get Robert Evans on this.
Let's get Robert Evans on this. I want to hear his take. Belle Delphine.
I hope he doesn't hear this ever.
I hope he does. I think he might get a good kick out of it. Belle Delphine, Elon Musk, power couple. One's a genetically engineered cat girl. The other is an authoritarian figure who creates space internet and enslaves us all through, like, some sort of Bloom Core, like, from Watch Dogs. The internet, everything's connected, and it's just cat girls everywhere.
I'd be up for it. I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't have much going for me right now.
So it would basically be like cat girls take over the United States.
Again.
God, again. God knows we didn't have enough of it the first time. Oh man.
Again.
Do you remember that? When they came back? When they came back from their slumber the first time?
Yes, it was heaven on earth.
The early 2000s with the anime music videos, when those really hit YouTube hard, was their first encroachment on our on the zeitgeist, I'd say, in the world's culture. It's like, ooh, what's this? And we finally got to understand what these feline Feline Americans?
Feline females.
Feline females.
Feline females. Their beliefs, their systems, their culture, their blight against God, I guess we would call it. Anyway.
I feel like the ancient alien theory is missing a pretty integral piece of the puzzle, and that's cat girls. What if it was just cat girls?
What if the Mayans were cat girls?
What if them? Whoa, all right, that's a new thing.
All right,
we
yeah.
We can explore that. Right? So what if that's the reason why they disappeared? The Mayans were cat girls and cat males, and they were like, man, this place is fucked. They don't like us cat girls and cat males, and we're just gonna predict the fucking end of the world and just bounce.
I just love calendars. I can't stop making calendars.
I think that's what happened at Roanoke too. You know, the English settlers, you know, they're settling, they're doing their thing. And then all of a sudden these cat girls just come up and just whisk them away to heaven or hell, where whatever it may be.
You know, I'd be cool with that. I'd be like, you know, this ain't so bad.
Well, on the one hand, we're living under a fascist rule. On the other hand, cat girls. Huh? I mean, is it a trade-off?
Trade-off? I think that's a trade-off.
I'm willing to take the trade-off.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, what else do I got going for me? Yeah. Let's just give me some cat girls. Let me go live wherever where there's cat girls.
So, back on to Beldelphine. I'm not a Beldelphine stan by any means, but and I'm not interested in Gamer Girl Bathwater for many of the reasons why her gross pervert fans are interested. I want that shit for like a water-cooled PC, because, like, goddamn, dude, that's like the ultimate level of gamer right there.
You guys remember when she made a Pornhub, and it was like just a bunch of like puns,
like her petting like two roosters or whatever.
Yeah, like she's, like stroking stuff,
like
two
plushy. Yeah, yeah,
like she's stroking two cocks or something like that. Like, oh boy! And then her fan base was just fucking pissed. All of these like dinky virgin simps.
What's crazy is she wasn't even born American, but she mastered capitalism like none other.
Oh yeah, big time.
I mean, she learned it from our big brother. Because yeah. I mean, if she you think about it, Britain was more capitalist than we were to begin with. They entered late stage capitalism in the 1700s.
This is why Beldelphine will be the supreme ruler next to Elon Musk. They're bringing it back. They're bringing the British Empire back. All right,
bringing it back.
It's two and two fucking together. Okay, look at.
Blessed be the God Empress.
do the math. Okay, you got an English-born simp magnet, and then you have Elon Musk born in South America. Okay.
Was he born in South America?
He was born in South America, and
he's really light-skinned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Is South America was a British colony at one point. That's why there's a lot of white people that come from there.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
If you think about it.
So is that his real name? Because that's like a really fucking weird name.
Yeah, well, they have weird names down there, I think.
So, his real name is Elongated Musket.
Yeah, that's true. So are we about to witness the rebirth of the British Empire? The cat girl British Empire, I think.
I am about to...
Don't you mean the
tea in the harbor?
Don't you mean the British Empire?
Yeah,
it's no longer a crown; it's cat ears.
Oh fuck! I like it.
Gilded cat ears.
So, Beldelphine. Again, I'm not personally stan, but you gotta admit her marketing tactics are fucking genius. She sold her bathwater to simps for $30 a bottle.
$30.
That's and crazy.
It's sold out in less than a day.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is insane. And recently, I guess if there's any I'm at least glad to know that she, like, bathes, because I imagine, like, if your job is sitting at home all day, it's easy to not bathe.
Yeah.
At least it would be for me, because I'm a degenerate, so.
Yeah, and we got on this, so Chris and I, or Chris started it, he got on this Belle Delphine thing from, he was watching a podcast that she was on H3 Productions, which I don't support that, I don't support that YouTube channel in any manner. Ethan's a piece of shit. I hope he hears this. But anyways, and she was actually explaining how she's just a normal person, and like I actually kind of believe this, that she's a normal person, to where, like, she goes out in public and, like, doesn't want to be noticed and gets noticed sometimes, and, like, she's just like, oh, this is awkward, like, just,
she will lie that she is not Belle Delphine.
Yeah,
is what she said on the podcast.
I'm Belle Delphine.
Bill Delphine,
no.
Yeah.
Bill Delphine.
I'm Bill Dolphin.
I'm Bill. I'm Bing Crosby.
Yeah,
I
think
yeah. Well, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
But anyways, Belle Delphine, I applaud Belle Delphine.
Yeah, you gotta give it to her.
I can't lie. She made the best of a decent situation, I guess.
I mean, she won. She won the gene pool.
Yeah,
I mean, if I, you know, if I looked like her, I'd probably sell myself like she does too. I'm not gonna lie. I don't have morals when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know. Maybe I would. I'm also very lazy, so, like, I probably wouldn't ever get anything like this off the ground. I've been in, like, very shitty local bands, and that's probably how far my career with this kind of stuff would go.
Well, you never know. I mean, if you're like a woman that looks like Belle Delphine, I don't think you have to try very hard.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you guys are giving her enough credit.
Oh,
so.
I'm giving her No.
Right now, it's not her end goal. This is not her end game. She's just building momentum and a fan base. Phase two is next.
What is
phase two? You think it's ending at bathwater? She's going to give Nestle a run for their money.
Oh, all right.
She's literally sent an entire container of spit to people before.
Yeah, that happens at the 5K tier.
It's kind of gross. go on. What's phase two, Cameron? Please enlighten us.
I'm all for it. Let's go. So, let's go, baby.
You've heard, you know, horror stories about people nationalizing the whole water system and stuff, right?
Okay.
She's about to privatize her water system.
How do you think she's going to?
It's not going to be spring water.
So
your water is about to have a tier limit to it as well. It's going to be a subscription system to Belle Delphine, and
so if you're at the $1 subscription, it's going to be like Flint, Michigan's water.
you get the. Let's say that's the I played in mud all day tier, and you get that water. there's levels, boys.
There's,
levels,
people,
fellas.
That would fucking go for that willingly, though. They're like, that's it, $1.
Those are the lucky few. The unwashed masses are about to enjoy some unwashing themselves.
Oh Jesus! That's miserable.
It's gritty too.
Literally, yeah, I would assume.
I'm gonna give true grit.
So I do see where this is going, though. Where, and this ties into the Elon Musk situation, right, with engineered cat girls. How are you supposing that one person is supposed to supply an entire city's worth of bathwater? Okay. It's called cloning.
It's a lot of baths.
We're going into conspiracy theories at this point. This is where we've been red pilled, right?
Oh boy,
Elon Musk.
Dude, I just boofed the whole bottle.
Elon Musk cloning Belle Delphine and turning her into cat girls and giving them all baths to feed the entire nation water, gamer bath water.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like this cloning. I like cloning Belle Delphine and submerging these clones into the water reservoirs.
Yeah, and it's gonna be like the Matrix, where they're just plugged in and they have their own separate reality going on, where it's just all Belle Delphine. That's a fucking nightmare.
And then we just have then they get the chosen one, Neo Delphine, and
they accidentally put Keanu Reeves in one. He's like, no, I don't want this. I've done this before.
You know, I heard that's actually the plot of John Wick 4.
Yeah, the Continental has just turned into all fucking Belle Delphine, and they're going after him.
You gotta stop dipping me in the bath. He's beginning.
You sold my dog's bath water?
You're all gonna die. Yeah.
Oh my god.
How does it feel, Neo? I know shampoo. Show me.
Elon Musk is morphine. Situation.
Can we talk about Elon Musk for a second and how he is like Bond villain status at this point, like a prequel version of a Bond villain, or like maybe a Metal Gear villain. He's got some.
He's like Goldfinger.
He's like Goldfinger. This guy's got ambition, all right. And that thing that I mentioned earlier about how he has fucking space internet. That wasn't a bit. He actually has fucking satellites up in space that is gives internet to the unwashed masses down on this blight of a planet.
Who's using that internet?
Well, it's in beta test right now. And it was in a private beta test, and now it's in a public beta test. Well, his end goal with this internet is not just to provide internet with people, but it's also to sort of try to connect everything electronic, which, does that sound similar across any multiple sorts of media? And how does it end well for anyone involved?
I can't. Nothing immediately comes to mind.
Yeah, definitely not Skynet, or. Or I don't know if anyone played Watch Dogs, but that's also sort of the dystopian future that sort of paints. I'm not trying to get red pill about it. I'm trying to have fun with it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, let's just see how it turns out.
We could have some. What if we had cat girls, cat girl television on our computer screen?
Okay, I want to play with you a little bit. I want to go into the space. Elon Musk genetically engineers cat girls through Skynet, right?
Okay.
They come out as Terminators. This is really bad for us. We can't. We can't stop them.
Stop them from what?
I'm talking Arnold Schwarzenegger. We don't know exactly what their agenda or their goal is, but we just know they terminate. But it's underneath this dog. Ooh,
but it's adorable. What's this? It's an adorable extermination of humankind, and I think that it doesn't really get much better than that.
Notices your hardy wardy. Brushes. Glomps you. Yeah. Oh, I'm dying. So cute.
It's the greatest. It's day 136. I never thought that I'd say this, but we're cornered. Who would have thought that the sight of cat ears would have been such a menacing appearance?
my entire team has been compromised and glomped to death.
Oh, God.
I can hear their oohs at night. It's terrifying.
So I guess the takeaway from this episode is Microsoft bad. Belle Delphine maybe bad.
Maybe good? Question mark.
Maybe good. Maybe bad. I don't know. Catgirls good.
Could be. Maybe. I do have a nice bookend for this one, and it ties into an earlier conversation. It's just a short one, posted by SoCriedTheZither1 on Reddit Ask Games. Does Death Stranding get any better?
Oh man.
I've been Scotty. It's been a pleasure to be back.
I've been Genshin Cameron.
I've been Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this has been Gray.
Thank you for listening to Rumors Abridged and four maniacs just talking about nonsense. We appreciate it.
Take it easy. The only ones